subject, a low-down husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 12 years, and for the past 8 years, he has been cheating. I have found miscellaneous cell phones around the house, under my dresser, under his dashboard, and one time a buzzing phone fell out of his clothing. One time, I found a picture of another woman on top of my kitchen cabinet with Lifestyle condoms. I have been through his closet, and I found condoms and Viagra pills in his shoes and pockets of his jackets. He is very aggressive and a compulsive liar. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. He will lie with the evidence in my hands. One day, he just laughed in my face. I imagine myself shooting him or stabbing him in his sleep. His father is the same way. Very disrespectful to women. It's just one lie after the other and one fight after another. He doesn't want counseling, and when I am at work or away from the house, I am never able to get him. He's always claiming his phone is dead. He didn't hear it. He left it in the car. A bunch of crap. I want to leave him, but I don't know how. I own a home and it's in my name only. I have to plan before I leave. What can I do?
Wow.
Yeah. Let me start here. I'm really, really glad for you that you finally came to your senses and have decided not to take it anymore from him. I mean, this is after 8 long, long years of putting up with his crap. I couldn't agree with you more. He is a low-down husband. But here's the question. What are you? I mean, why have you allowed him to be so low-down to you for 8 of the 12 years you've been married? Let that be the first thing you deal with after you leave him. Ask yourself, why did I let him do me like this, and how not to ever let anyone treat you like this again? All right. And if you don't get to the root of that problem and get to your issues, it's going to keep happening. So as far as your exit plan and you leaving him and all that, start by getting yourself a good, good family attorney. Steve, Harvey,
I'm at a complete loss here. This woman, from the time she started writing this letter until the end, has not mentioned one redeeming quality about this man.
No.
Not one redeeming quality about their relationship. Not one single benefit that either one of them provide to each other. Been married 12 years. For the past 8, he been cheating. Let me just help you out right here. I found miscellaneous cell phones around the house, under my dresser, under his dashboard. One time a buzzing phone fell out his clothing. Mm. One time I found a picture of another woman on top of my kitchen cabinet with Lifestyle condoms. I've been through his closet. I found condoms and Viagra pills in his shoes and pockets of his jacket.
Woo.
Who does this for 8 years? I'm not talking about cheat, but who allows themselves to be put through something like this for 8 years? Then you turn around and say, he is very aggressive and a compulsive liar. Well, a compulsive liar has found the perfect match, a compulsive believer. See, if you take a compulsive liar and you put them with a compulsive believer, you have a recipe for this letter, which is a disaster. You've been finding stuff. He been telling you stuff. You've uncovered stuff. He done laughed in your face, told you it was this, told you it was that. And you wanted it to be so you went for it. You just believed it. Now, you're trying to tell me you didn't. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.